Actually, a very strong part of all this came from an inspiration that happened quite unexpectedly when I was driving down to Cornwall one time and had the radio on, had Radio 4 on, and it was time for the afternoon play. And this particular afternoon play happened to be something called Spoonface Steinberg, which some of you may or may not have heard. It's actually a monologue by a supposed 8-year-old autistic girl who was dying of cancer, which sounded as though it was going to be quite harrowing. But in actual fact, it was just so deeply moving and such a delight as well. I was just incredibly moved by it. But there was one part in particular that it just really, really struck something in me and made me realise that's what I mean, that's what I want for how I practice. So I thought I would just read that part for you so that you can perhaps understand a little bit more. You have to bear in mind the language here is the language of God, but I think it's quite easy to translate. So she's at a point where she's been to her doctor and he's given her a book to read. This is to help her, you know, face what she's having to face, this 8-year-old autistic girl. She says, "And when we went home, the doctor gave this book to me, but I can't read, so I had to get Mam to read it to me. And then I found all this stuff out, like you had to pray to God, and that this would help get on his good side. And even if you did die, then he'd look out for you afterwards. And in the book it said there were different ways you can pray. There is like when you get up and sit and say things. This is one way of praying. And then there is like you go to the synagogue, and then everybody does it all together and that. And then there is this different way that was invented by these people in Poland quite a while ago. This is when everything you do is a prayer. And you have to do everything you do the best you can, because it's not just normal. In fact, it's a prayer straight to God. When you smile, that is a prayer. When you talk, that's a prayer. And when you walk, that's a prayer. And when you brush your teeth, and when you give someone a kiss, and mums and dads when they go to bed, that is a prayer. And when you pray, that is a prayer. And when you spit, when you suck, when you laugh, when you dance, when you snore, everything you do is a prayer. Especially what you do when you meet other people, because all the people in the world are in God's kingdom. And it doesn't even matter if they're Jewish. And all the animals, all the birds and bees, and fishes and swans and llamas and piglets and worms and trees and buses and cars and people and all that. Because when the world was made, God made it out of magic sparks. Everything that there is was all made of magic sparks. And all the magic sparks went into things, deep down, and everything has a spark." So that was what I wanted. It just felt like, yeah, it just was such an inspiration to want to live like that. It just felt as though it gave me the sort of whole orientation, in a sense, for my life. So the solitary, the 6-month solitary, was a great opportunity just to really try and put that into practice. So the idea on the solitary was to just try and make everything that I did, an offering. All those normal, everyday, mundane things that you do, you know, the kind of getting up, having a shower, you know, you go to the loo, you brush your teeth, you get dressed, you know, I mean, it's just all those everyday things. I just wanted to have that sense of offering everything. And you can probably imagine it was a bit clunky at first. You know, it sort of felt a little bit odd. How do I offer this? You know, it's not didn't seem very easy, and it certainly felt a bit sort of manufactured, you know, as though I was just sort of, you know, conjuring up things. But gradually, it really did start to take on a life of its own. And there was this wonderful, wonderful phase during that time where it just felt like it became a spontaneous arising, that words just, you know, formed, and mostly I did just speak them out loud. I mean, I was just there on my solitary on my own, so I could do that. And I just found that when I did things as though sort of appropriate somehow, words just found their way, as though something really came together in me and just understood that I wanted, in a sense, my whole being to be an offering. And it was really, really beautiful, just a really, really beautiful time. It felt, it was just very, very deeply connecting and very integrating somehow. It just felt as though it sort of brought everything together. And that connection felt, I mean, during that whole 6 months solitary, I didn't at any time feel, in a sense, on my own. It was really amazing. I felt as though I was with everyone. I was with everyone, absolutely everyone. It just sort of felt as though the connection was so strong. Yeah, very, very precious.